Adventist World Radio. From broadcast to baptism. Powered by SID Media.
It's time for us now to ask a pastor, and we do have Pastor Andrew Mkandawire standing by to answer our question for today. And our question for today is, how can grace and truth be balanced in interactions with others? I wonder what that is all about. Pastor Andrew Mkandawire, good afternoon to you. Welcome, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon, Naye. How are you?
I am well. Thank you very much, Pastor. Are you well?
I am well. I am just recovering from a flu, from camp meetings, but I'm good now.
Ah, lovely, lovely. It's good that you're back again and you are good now. I'm going to ask you the question again,
Amen.
Pastor. Our question for today is, how can grace and truth be balanced in interactions with others?
All right. So the idea is interaction with other people, right?
Yes.
Okay. So I think that we need to understand what grace is first, and then what truth is first. And then, because those two already come balanced, they already come mingled, they come together. So when we understand what they are, then it will be easy for us to balance them as we interact with others. And so the Bible simply tells us that Jesus Christ comes with faith, with grace and truth. So he comes with those two elements already balanced. So when we share the gospel with others, we are sharing an already balanced element, grace and truth. But then how do we present this to others? And so when we understand what grace is, that it is that element which saves us, the unmerited favor of God, according to Romans 6:23 and Ephesians 2:8, when we understand what that is what grace is, then we'll have caution as we interact with others. Truth, the Bible says, is that which sets us free, according to John 8:32. Truth is about the reality of right and wrong. That is what truth is. So when we know grace is unmerited, it is the element of our salvation, a gift from God. And the truth is that which sets us free. And if we really want to interact with other human beings for the sake of presenting grace and truth, then the only way to balance these things in our interactions is to present grace and truth with humility, with love. If there is no love in our presentations, in our interactions with others, then whatever we are doing is useless. It is futile. And so when we couple grace and truth with love, then we find it easy to interact with others. The reason we are coupling these two with love is because love is tolerant and kind. It is void of pride or envy or self-seeking. Paul simply tells us that love never fails. And so if the reason for interaction in presenting grace and truth with others is so we may win them over to Christ, who himself comes with grace and truth, then we have to do so with the humility of a humble, loving heart. And if we present this truth with love, the Bible tells us love never fails. The truth is that some, even when we are humble and we are loving, we will still reject grace and truth. It is their choice to make. In presenting these two, we must do so lovingly. And every human being gets to have a choice to make, whether they accept your truth, whether they accept your grace or not. But in presenting them for a positive impact, we must do so with love and with a humble heart. And that is how we balance grace and truth in our interactions with others, when there is love in it.
Okay, got it. Thank you very much, Pastor. Appreciate your time. Appreciate your insights. Appreciate your answer.
Amen.
Looking forward to your answer for tomorrow. Have a wonderful day further, Pastor.
Amen. Thank you. Have a wonderful day too.
Thank you very much. That's our Ask a Pastor segment for today. Very straightforward, very simple. Thank you very much to Pastor Andrew Mukanda when he comes back tomorrow to give us another answer.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.